There are a lot of agencies, organizations, and consultants playing various roles in both projects. The Southeast Alaska Power Agency has taken over management of the electric intertie. The idea of that project is to provide the struggling diesel-dependent town of Cake with cheaper hydroelectric power from Petersburg. SEPA currently owns two hydroelectric plants and transmission lines serving Petersburg, Wrangell, and Ketchikan, and is run by a board of representatives from those municipalities. Under a memorandum of understanding it signed this summer, SEPA agreed to construct, own, operate, and maintain the proposed Cake connection as well. That's provided the line is paid for with grants or Cake power rates. SEPA has since used state funds to hire an engineering firm, Commonwealth Associates, to manage the project. Commonwealth's Mark Shinman is in charge and says the fieldwork for the environmental impact statement is complete.
Some draft documents have been written, and we're starting to review those with the Forest Service. We've gotten comments from the Forest Service. We're working through incorporating those comments. And we plan to issue a draft EIS in April or May of this coming year.
After the draft EIS comes out this spring, Shinman says they'll be holding meetings to gather more public input. He says the plan is to issue a final EIS in the fall of 2013. The Forest Service will ultimately decide whether to approve the final document and give the project the green light. Another consulting firm called Tetra Tech is researching and writing the actual EIS for the agency. According to Shinman, the environmental study is considering two primary routes for the intertie. Project proponents have discussed both options for years.
The northern route is one, and the northern route will generally follow what's been identified as a possible road that would interconnect Cake and Petersburg. So that route is being analyzed in the EIS. And then the other route that's being analyzed is what's been called the center-south route.
However, state officials have long pushed for construction of a road connection on the north end of Kuprinoff, so Shinman says the northern route will be the preferred alternative in the intertie EIS, but he says they are giving equal consideration to the center-south route.
We need to understand the environmental impacts before any final decisions are made, and the center-south route is certainly a definite possibility. As far as for construction purposes, the center-south route is a lower-cost route for us. And so it definitely has some advantages, and so we're going to be looking at it hard. But at the same time, if the state does build the road over the long term, there's some definite advantages to having the power line adjacent to the road for ongoing maintenance and operation of the line.
There's no guarantee a road will be approved for any particular route, and that presents a problem of timing since the environmental studies for both projects are separate.
How do you go about picking a preferred route for the power line when you don't know whether or not there's going to be a road or if it's going to be built or where it's going to be built?
That's something that's going to take some thought and some research, and we're going to have to coordinate with the road people and develop a good solution. And we don't have that done yet.
And the environmental impact statement for the proposed road is far behind the interties.
The Cake Access project is only in its infancy. It's just beginning.
That's Doug Heacock, spokesman for the Federal Highway Administration, which is the lead agency responsible for the Cake to Petersburg Road EIS. He says the agency plans to announce the beginning of the road's environmental review in mid-January and hold the first round of public meetings to gather local input the following month. The Alaska Department of Transportation's already proposed several potential alternatives for road and ferry crossings between the two towns. According to Heacock, those options could change.
The existing information that the state has put out is useful, but I wouldn't want anybody to believe that those are the final choices, because again, the entire process that we're about to begin on is designed to find the best way, or the way that the public is most supportive of, and it may require some modifications of the existing routes or the recommended routes.
The state's preference for the northern route has generated controversy because it could end up putting a ferry terminal and road in the heart of the roadless city of Kuprinoff, a small community of about 30 people just across the Wrangell Narrows from Petersburg. Like the intertie, the road would run along Tongass National Forest land, so Heacock says it will be up to the Forest Service, not Federal Highways, to make the final decision on whether the project's approved.
Our job is simply to make sure that the environmental documentation and all of the rules and requirements have been satisfied, and that some recommended route appears to be the logical choice for a variety of reasons.
And transportation, not power, is the focus for federal highways. Hecox says the agency has been asked to evaluate how to improve access to the very rural community of Cake. But along with access, road supporters have promoted the project as a way of lowering the cost of constructing and maintaining a power line. Hecox is not yet sure how that issue will factor into the road EIS.
Again, this all gets back to the public. If the public wants that, and they want to ensure that this route can accommodate underground power or whatever, we'll definitely look that, you know, kind of work that into the evaluation. But the decision about whether or not to include electric, power lines with the road, I don't know that that would be our decision to make.
This past year, the state legislature appropriated $40 million for construction of a basic one-lane gravel road with turnouts on the north end of Kuprinoff. That did not include money for the intertie, which has been estimated to cost around the same amount to build. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.